And they had never seen a black man before. It was incredible. It never occurred to me that there could be anybody anywhere who'd never seen a black man. They never had. And so they would come up and touch your head and see if... touch your skin and see if it rubbed off. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare because, on the one hand, I was forced to understand it. And especially with the children. You know, I couldn't blame the children. I felt as though I was being thrust out of the world. It was as though the ground, you know, nothing was real. Nothing you could touch, nothing. You really were outside something. I didn't want to be corralled into being merely a black writer. I didn't want to be condemned to being a kind of folklorist and write Go Tell It on the Mountain forever. You know, I wanted to see what I could do. You know, and I had to deal with the world, really. The world begins with you. And all the things that frightened me, tormented me. I had to find a way to live with. I had to find a way to overcome. I had to find a way to use it. I had to find a way to be happy. I had to find a way to move beyond the category of the victim. I said, what white Americans do not understand about the world they live in. The appalling and dangerous ignorance of this country is the price they pay for what they do not know and do not want to know and never wanted to face about me, about Sambo, about the invention, the white invention of the nigger, which they've never been able to face. Until they can deal with that, with me, they cannot deal with anything. I said, I am the door. You have to come through if you want to live. Time is going to indicate to all of us how frivolous some white concerns are. There are only two ways of being a writer. One of them is to, in some sense, pacify, confirm, corroborate the general public sense of reality. And the other way is to attack that and disturb the peace. This is the irreducible element of what we call, because we haven't got a better word for it, of what we call the artist. He is supposed to do that. He is supposed to lead you back to reality again. No one knows who he or she is going to fall in love with. No one knows who will change his or her life. You turn a corner, walk into a room, your life has changed forever. It might be a woman, it might be a man, and no one has the right to dictate my, your, only destiny. your only life, your only journey. No one has the right to interfere with that. No one knows enough about it. In a way, what happened to me in Africa is what happened to me the first time I went south, the American South. I felt at home. Something of me was there. Something of me was waiting for me there. And I would not have been able, in a sense, to grow up if I had not found that part of me waiting for me there. And this is what happened to me in Africa. It was as though the people in the land had waited for you, recognized you, and you recognized something. You recognized something nobody can name it. Something beyond boundaries, nations, tribes, and flags. Something stronger than the Western culture, which had almost been destroyed, and which also formed me.